Here to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Welcome to the Road Rage. Someone on the monitor up above me, Arch Manning, is speaking, and Ramona just said, so that's the great Arch Manning, the golden child? She did not sound convinced. She did not sound convinced, but yes, that is Arch Manning.
You notice how they all the reporters just... They're all crowded. They couldn't get any closer to the kid.
I think they just told him he had to move his seat way up. He's way too far away from the mic, so he obviously wasn't being heard. You're not going to be able to hide.
And they weren't that close to the coaches. The coaches have a buffer, I guess. Yeah,
you're not going to be able to hide in the shadows this year, Arch. That's for sure. How about this? A texter wrote me and said this. Paul Warfield, after retirement, had an acting role in the Civil War miniseries, The Blue and the Gray. I had no idea. How about that? He said, yep, just we watched over the holiday weekend. That's pretty cool. I had no idea. I've got a bunch of texts. You can get in. You want to get in the phone lines and discuss anything that we've discussed. We've been Clemson football-centric, obviously, the first hour. And, of course, we're always Clemson football-centric, but... a lot of conversation in the first hour, some of what Dabo Swinney said, some of what Tom Allen said. I want to reemphasize the Wade Woodhouse part of that conversation they had with Kwok, because he made it clear that, you know, there are about four or five leaders on the defense, but that Wade Woodhouse is the arch leader. He's the leader of the whole group, and you'd expect nothing less. I think Wade Woodhouse is a terrific football player, and I think he's going to play in the NFL. I don't have any doubt about that. And I think he's going to play well. I think Wade Woodhouse, we've talked before, he's a much better athlete than people understand. He has sideline-to-sideline ability. And the thing that hurt Clemson last year is that he was injured. That's what hurt Clemson. He was playing something far less than 100%. I mean, I think he probably shouldn't even been out there, and he was trying to play. You know, I don't know what percentage he was at in that South Carolina game, but he existed solely on guts in that game, and you could tell he was not himself. But when you get Wade Woodhouse back fully healthy, you know, Tom Allen made it clear he's the leader of this football team, and said, you know, after next year the torch will be passed to Sammy. You know, and I think they're still trying to sort of slow play Sammy in this regard. I think they don't want to build him up too much. They want to sort of bring him along slowly, and I understand all that. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I'm very optimistic, you know. And Tom Allen basically said, you know, he focused on the LSU date and talked about how, you know, you don't have any room for anything else. There's no get bys here at the start of this season. There are no easy wins. You're opening with LSU, who themselves are national championship contenders, and those people have had a lot to say already, you know, and they're clearly expecting to win that game. And so you're going to have to meet that intensity if you're going to meet that challenge. And Tom Allen has made it clear, and he indicated in the interview with Kwok that he's used that date over and over as a motivating tool. And yeah, it is easier, and Tom made no bones about it. It is easier to get your team more motivated for, you know, an opponent like LSU than it would be for, you know, I don't know, the Citadel or something. You know, you get the point. I think having that game is a good focus element for this football team, and more particularly for Tom Allen and his defense. And I expect they will play well. Now, again, I don't know what play well against an offense the caliber of LSU is. That's what's to be determined. You know, what exactly that scale is. And that's going to be true for both sides. I think from a personnel standpoint, I still think you have to favor Clemson's defense versus LSU from a personnel standpoint. But, you know, look, make no mistake about it. LSU has some dudes. And if they're healthy, you know, if Whit Weeks is healthy, if Harold Perkins is healthy, these guys can play. I mean, Harold Perkins as a freshman was a dominator. You know, he's not a big guy, but he's a dominator. Whit Weeks is a tremendous football player. I mean, just a tremendous linebacker. And if he's fully healthy, which it appears he will be, and oh, by the way, Whit Weeks is talking a little bit too. This is the flip side of this. And I'm going to get some of your texts. You can get in on the phone lines. And, you know, and Mike, we had a ton of people. We had actually, going back to Mike's point about the four greatest, we had a ton of people respond to that, Mike. I didn't want that to morph into something that lasted all show. It was just sort of an aside for me in terms of something I had seen. But, you know, in terms of what LSU is saying, Brian Kelly, Ramona, said that LSU is the real Death Valley.
Oh, did he say
that?
Yeah,
he said LSU is the real Death Valley. Well, now, first of all, what on God's green earth would Brian Kelly know about the real Death Valley? You know,
he's just saying stuff.
I mean, but Brian Kelly's a carpetbagger to LSU. He's the worst kind of carpetbagger. He's the kind that tried to act like he could speak in Cajun accent.
Oh, that's right. He tried the accent.
Right. He's the worst type in that regard. He said that not only did he say that they're the real LSU, they're the real Death Valley, excuse me, but he said we're letting them borrow it in reference to Clemson.
Uh-oh.
Do I think this is relevant to the game? No. I don't understand why Brian Kelly is saying anything, though.
Why would he be saying that? I just don't get it.
I don't get it. I'm not a big believer in bulletin board material anyway. Wherever you get your motivation is fine. But once a game starts, you have responsibilities, and you better be focused on that, not worried about getting back at, you know, because I remember when Brian Kelly said this about Death Valley, you know, we'll show him, no, as your guy blows by you for a touchdown. You know, no. It's not really, that's more a fan thing than a reality thing. It's not that coaches don't use bulletin board material. They do. I don't know if this really qualifies as bulletin board material, but I just don't know why he's doing it. You know, he's already basically said they're going to win game one, too. That sort of qualifies as bulletin board material, maybe more than the real Death Valley thing. He's already said they're going to win game one. Now, he's lost the last three openers at LSU, and so I understand he's feeling pressure to win game one. Neither one of these teams has been good out of the gate lately. I would assume that with Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik, two of the leading contenders for Heisman, in fact, probably the two leading contenders, with all apologies to Arch Manning, I would think that these two teams would be pretty ready offensively in game one. And it's going to be a challenge for these defenses to contain these offenses. Now, if you ask me how this game will start out, it might start out a little more slowly, but at some point it's going to pick up momentum. You know, it's going to pick up offensive momentum, and you're going to see these teams move the ball. I still think the bottom line key to the whole football game is it's pressuring Nussmeier. That's the key. Again, if you can't move him off his spot, he's just too talented. He's too talented from an arm talent standpoint, and he has enough receivers this year. He's got a much deeper pool of receivers than he had a year ago. He threw for 4,000 yards a year ago where he basically had no receivers. And this year, he's got a much more talented, diverse group of receivers. Now, do they have the built-in chemistry that Clemson has returning in terms of productivity? No, they don't really. They don't. You've got a lot of new pieces or pieces that were not available before to LSU. And so I think there is a difference there in terms of productivity that Cade Klubnik's already established with his group of receivers, and Nussmeier still won't really have that. I mean, they'll have Little Anderson, who's like 5'8", and he has got some chemistry with him, but, you know, Nick Anderson is new to the program. He's the transfer from Oklahoma, was largely injured last year. And then we've talked about this whole rest of the pool of LSU receivers that every LSU person thinks is the Jamaican track team. And, you know, and to an extent, you know, they have some speed. They have more speed in this group. And Nussmeier is going to have more live bodies and more diverse weapons to throw to. And he throws it way too well to let him sit there and do it. You're going to have to affect him. And I still think of all the elements of this game, I think that's the biggest challenge. That's the game within the game. Can Clemson's defensive front, who's receiving a lot of praise from in NFL draft circles, can that defensive front, as well as the linebackers, as well as extra bodies, get to Garrett Nussmeier, frustrate him, hit him is important. Move him off his spot is important. You know, the LSU's talking about how Nussmeier has a little more athleticism than he showed thus far. Okay, maybe, but you're not going in this game worrying about whether Nussmeier is going to go Jaden Daniels on you. The worry about Nussmeier is the arm. That's the worry. The worry is a guy who threw for over 4,000 yards last year with basically no receivers. That's the worry, because now he has receivers. And I'm telling you right now, if you had given him Jaden Daniels' receivers from 2 years ago, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, this dude would have thrown for 6,000 yards. So that's his talent level as an arm talent, as a pocket passer. So your charge defensively is to take that away. First of all, you want to make them one-dimensional. You don't want to let LSU establish any run, because if they establish the run, it's going to be way harder to deal with Nussmeier, the passer. So you're going to want to make sure that you stuff the run early and that you put LSU behind the chains. And at that point, you've got to make sure you pressure Nussmeier. And I think that's the biggest key to the game. I think Clemson offensively is going to score. I think LSU's defense is going to be better than it was, but I still think Clemson is going to score. And I don't know, you know, are we talking high 20s? Are we talking low 30s? I don't know. I think from a Clemson standpoint, you want control over the football game. You don't want some sort of wild shootout with Nussmeier, because I don't think a wild shootout benefits you, and I think it's a game that you probably lose, although Clemson certainly has the capacity now to win that type of game. So we'll see how that plays out. But I think that's, as I've said for a long period of time now, I think that's the key to that football game, I think more than anything else. I don't care how good a quarterback is, and I think Nussmeier, as of today, is the number one pick of the NFL draft. I don't care how good a quarterback is. If you make him uncomfortable, it won't matter. If you get pressure in his face, it won't matter. If Peter Woods at 300 pounds is bearing down on you and you've got pressure coming off the edge with Parker and Held and blitzing pressure as well, you know, the quarterback's taught to step up in the pocket. Well, you're not going to step up in the pocket if Peter Woods is breathing fire in your face. You know, a quarterback hates pressure up the middle, especially a pocket passing quarterback, hates that more than anything else. Again, you are taught to step up in the pocket when you feel pressure from the outside. There are remedies for that. There's no remedy for a Peter Woods bearing down on you. There's no remedy for that if you can't extend plays and escape. So, listen, Clemson knows where this guy's going to be, all right? They know where the target is. And I would think that Tom Allen thinks that's one thing that's to their advantage, that they know where he's going to be, that they know how to go get him. And when you look at Clemson and how heralded this defensive line has been before the season, if these guys play up to that, to those press clippings, they're going to get pressure. And then, look, I think Sammy Brown is a game wrecker. I think he's a guy who's a tackle for loss machine. I think he can have an effect. And I think you're going to see Tom Allen bring extra bodies as well. So I think the game plan is going to be to disrupt and affect Garrett Nussmeier. That's going to be stuff the run, affect Nussmeier. That's going to be the game plan. And if Clemson can do those two things, if Clemson can stuff the run and put the whole game on Nussmeier and then affect him, Clemson's going to win the game. There's no question. That'll be the key. So we'll see how it plays out. Tech said, who's your best comparison for Nussmeier? Honestly, I think Nussmeier, I've said this before, I think he has a little Marino in him. He's a pocket passer with a super elite arm. He is an extremely talented thrower of the football. And I saw that when he came in as a freshman. But I don't think that's a direct comp, but he has a quick release and he has a super elite arm and he's primarily a pocket passer. So, you know, those are the things you're working with. So, you know, I think that's going to be the challenge. And again, the last thing Clemson can afford to do is let LSU run the ball. If LSU runs the ball, then you're not going to be able to pressure Nussmeier, like I've said, and they're going to be in favorable down and distance situations. Then you're going to be at his mercy. And so I guess in a way, it really starts with that first. It really starts with your ability to take away the run from LSU, which will be easier said than done. But again, I think Clemson's going to be way better in that regard this year. So put Nussmeier in unfavorable down and distance situations. You know where he is. He's a standing target. He's not going to be, you know, leaving the pocket. He's not going to be extending plays. So you know where he is. That alone is a slight edge to Clemson, especially if you can limit the LSU run game and put him in second and eight in these type of unfavorable down and distance situations, and then you affect him and move him off his spot and hit him and all those things. And at that point, I think that's how Clemson would take control of the game and win the football game. I think that's the recipe on paper. You know, again, it's not going to be easy to do because this guy is super talented. I mean, like I said, Clemson's going to play some other talented quarterbacks, but make no mistake about it, this is the most talented quarterback Clemson's going to see all year, and that's including if you make the playoff and even if you make the championship game. Nussmeier is the top of the list when it comes to arm talent. That's who he is. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Be part of a premier event when Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd and easily at the J.B. Owens Ballpark. The world's best 13 to 16-year-olds from the U.S., Europe, Asia, Canada, Latin America, and Australia come to Easley with the championship game August 2nd. Join thousands and support the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd, J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds, we will, of course, have much more from Clemson Football Media Days on Tuesday. More audio to share from Faxonomy as we continue to take you through our conversations with Clemson's football staff. Will Vandervoort will chime in on that. Plus, we've got Hump Day headlines and a look back at Tuesday's All-Star game. How did the All-Star festivities go? What could have been better? What could have been worse? We'll discuss all that and more on a Wednesday with you.
Experience unbeatable value at Toyota of Easley. Kick off your summer with incredible low rates and loyalty cash on a new Toyota Camry. Choose from their huge selection on the lot and drive home today in your new Camry. If you need new tires, take advantage of their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Nutique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Hey, guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Evan Cohen here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sports book for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun, felt like a million. Felt like number one, the height of summer. I'd never felt that strong, like a rock.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're back. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. Of course, tell them I sent you. That's the way this works, and you will 100% thank me later. It's Canty. Let me get to some of these texts as well. Mike said, Walt, do you expect Ben Bulwer's presence of the coaching staff as linebacker coach to positively affect the team if nobody else at least the linebackers in any way. That's from Mike and Anderson. Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I think Ben Bulwer was a leader as a player. He was also an A-kicker as a player. And you need some of that. There wasn't enough of that last year, just system-wide on defense. There just wasn't enough of that. There was enough on the field. There was enough off the field. But Ben Bulwer is a student of the game. You know, he's – Ben Bulwer, I view him in this way. All right, I view him as sort of the collegiate version of Chris Spielman. And that's really high praise from me. I mean, Chris Spielman was not the biggest, was not the greatest athlete. He's one of the greatest linebackers that ever played in the history of the National Football League. And I think Ben Bulwer was sort of the collegiate version of that. And what that came from is their knowledge. It came from their film study, their understanding. You saw that many times with Ben Bulwer. I mean, you saw it in the national championship game. He knew exactly what was coming. He knew based on personnel groupings, et cetera, that, you know, this play, for example, was going to result in one of two things. And he would narrow it down to that degree. So he basically, most of the time, knew what was coming. And that's an enormous competitive advantage. But it's an advantage that almost no other players share. You know, Ben Bulwer had it. Chris Spielman had it at the pro level. If you ever listen to Spielman announce a game, it was just, he's the greatest I've ever heard. He knew everything that was coming. It was like he's given the entire playbook before it happens, before the game. You know, that was the Spielman effect, and that's how he played. And that's why he was such a great linebacker. You know, like, for example, with all due respect and rest in peace, to a guy like Junior Seau. Junior Seau received all sorts of acclaim. Chris Spielman was a million times better player than Junior Seau ever thought about being. So, yeah. Texas said, did you see the video of Ben choking up today? No, I haven't. I've not seen it. I've heard about it. Look, this is a guy who gives heart and soul. He gives everything he has. You know, he wasn't the biggest and he wasn't the fastest. He had to win in other ways, you know. That's what I would expect from that. Texter said, Chris Spielman is my favorite Buckeye of all time. I was in the band, so I got to be on the sidelines right before half and got to talk to Chris Spielman. That's from SC Buckeye fan. Exactly. It's exactly that. Texter's passionate dude, 100%. Texter said, well, I think a lot of people underestimates Cade's arm strength. I think he's very underrated in that area. I wouldn't say that. I think that arm strength is not Cade's strength. It doesn't have to be. He can make all the throws a college quarterback needs to make. I think, you know, his arm strength is adequate. I don't think it's not a plus arm. But you can improve arm strength, contrary to what people think. And I think Cade's arm seems to have gotten somewhat better since he's been here. I think the best he ever threw the ball was the second half of the Texas game. But that's not what I would label a strength. I think if there's a question mark, it's still that. And that's the question that's going to have to be answered from an NFL standpoint. For the people who want to put him number one in the draft, that's a different argument and a different debate and a different set of requirements to play quarterback in that league, where arm strength is no longer a luxury. It's a prerequisite. And so that's going to be the ultimate test down the road for Cade. But look, listen, you've had guys play and master the game at the pro level, like Joe Montana. Joe Montana didn't have an elite arm, but he mastered all the elements of the game. Nine Froze says, I wonder if Coach Brian Kelly will shake Ben Bulwer's hand at the game. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I don't think Brian Kelly's going to act in that contest. I mean, I think he's going to. I think he'll be classy. I mean, I think dude is succumbing to a little bit of pressure he's feeling to win game one based on the last three results of his prior game one. So I think there's that. Hey, Ramona, you know, I wrote on Twitter today I wrote this. This is unrelated to all this conversation. And people are responding in the affirmative. And this is my question, Ramona. Is it just me, or is this the worst mosquito year in a decade? I said they're an issue even in the sun this season. I mean, like on my property, it is terrible. I mean, it's just awful. It's the worst. It's the worst I ever remember it. I mean, I have just, I mean, you know, normally, like even if you're like in a, first of all, once you go past like 9:30 a.m. or something, that's the mosquito sleep time. All right, that's, you know, the vampires go to sleep. The mosquitoes are bug vampires. They go to sleep. They don't like the daylight. They don't like the sunlight. And so normally you're good. That's not the case now. And even in dappled sunlight, like you go out in my yard in like the dappled sunlight areas, and they are swarming you. I mean at like 2:30 in the afternoon, you have to go to the full sun to get away from most of it, and you're still not getting away from all of it.
That's pretty bad.
It's the worst I remember it. It's the worst I remember it. And people are saying, yeah, and the flies and gnats too.
Gnats and flies.
They're the worst too. It does seem like, yeah, for whatever reason, they're all the worst. And you know what I don't get is that I used to have a ton of bats, and bats eat thousands of mosquitoes, like per bat. Nightly, that's what they do. And I had a ton of bats. The bats seem to be largely gone.
And what do you think happened to the
bats? I don't know. And I don't use any weed killer or any of that stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what's happened to them. But I used to have tons of bats, and I think that's why there were the mosquitoes were really limited. Now I don't see the bats. So I don't know. I don't know. But I don't remember it ever being this bad. The mosquitoes are just friggin' awful right now. Texas said, I think the mosquitoes crossed the border with all the aliens. They're everywhere, he says. They're both every damn where. I don't know. Texas said, you don't see frogs anymore also. Yeah, there are some reasons for that, but yeah. Dappled.
Why?
Sun.
Where are all the frogs going? I don't mind the frogs.
Weed killer will kill all frogs, and the environment can be toxic to frogs.
Oh, because I don't mind the frog. Stuff.
Yeah. Texas said catching up earlier. Texter was confusing NFL player Paul Warfield. Is this? Is this true? Ramona has thumbs up. Dex said catching up, but earlier Dexter was confusing NFL player Paul Warfield with the late actor Paul Winfield on The Blue and the Gray. Okay, so he didn't catch any passes for the Dolphins or the Browns. Okay, yeah. You know, dappled sun. Dexter doesn't know what dappled sun is. It's just like a shady, sunny area, an area that has sun and some... has shade and some sun gets through, just that kind of thing. Dave said, early prediction, when it's all, where did that go? Well, let's try it up here. It's moving around to me. Early prediction, when it's all said and done, Walt, what do you think will be Dabo's best hire to this point? Venables, Luke, or Allen? Thanks, brother. Love your show. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, boy, I don't know. It's tough. I mean, I think Garrett Riley's a good hire as well. You know, Venables has a pretty long established track record here already. I think Tom Allen is a, quite honestly, I think he's a more experienced Venables. I mean, in terms of what he has seen. So that's a tough call. It really is. I think we need more evidence on it. But Tess said Chad Morris at the time. Yeah, I wondered if anyone would bring up Chad Morris. And they have. So, you know, we'll see. 654-7627. You want to get in. Text, what is this? If you get some gourds and hang them up, marlins will build their nests. Mosquitoes and other flying insects will disappear. They're awesome. Really? get some gourds and hang them up. And what did I say?
How about that?
Marlins are fish. Martins. Did I say marlins?
Yeah.
Martins. Yeah, if marlins build their nest in a gourd, then you got a story. So get some gourds and hang them up. Martins will build their nest, and mosquitoes and other flying insects will disappear. They're awesome. Well, I may have to try that. Ben said today they're very similar, would still have one natty with Alan. Who? I'm not sure who we're talking about. You talking about Venables and Alan? I have a million texts. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. 654-7627. Walt, is there a position group that LSU is definitely better than Clemson? A position group that LSU is definitely better than Clemson. I think the linebacker level is possible. I don't know, but definitely possible. Whit Weeks and Perkins are really gifted players if they're healthy, especially Whit Weeks. The defensive front would go to Clemson. The secondary is probably a bit of a push at this stage. More to be determined on that. The wide receiver group, I think, goes to Clemson, but, you know, just in terms of how I rank them, I put Clemson's wide receiver room 2 in the nation, and I think I put LSU's 3. So, you know, and part of that was the quarterback. A definite advantage. I guess the definite advantage would be running back heading into game one on paper, where LSU has an established running back who's going to rush for 1,200 yards. Maybe that spot, just because Clemson, none of these guys are really proven as yet. But I think they all have ability. And, again, I ranked Clemson's running back room higher than most would have. I put them 13th. I think I had LSU in the top 10 in that category. So maybe that's the paper answer. It doesn't mean it's a real answer, though. You know, only time is going to tell that. All right, we need to take a quick break. Ted and Ralph, I'm going right to you on the other side. You can get in. Let's get some first-timers as well. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, we'll take a quick break. We've been talking Clemson football all day. At some point, we're going to turn our attention to the little SEC Media Days and some things that have come out of SEC Media Days. We'll talk about Home Run Derby at some point as well. And Diego Pavia is back in the news again. He has made a statement, which is sort of interesting. We'll tell you what that statement was in a little bit. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tiger Town Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd, with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit clemsonchamber.org for more information.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selection ranges from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. So why wait? We have the new room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasley.com and start your home makeover today. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley. East Main Furniture, where style meets savings.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Summer's right around the corner. Are you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you've put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. Ted and Ralph will get right to you. Let me tell you about Iron Drive. My man Jake Wilson, Jake's dad started the company 15 years ago. Jake runs it now. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, not the 10th most, not the 8th most. Why? That's not me saying it. That's you saying it. Well, two reasons, the people and the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, and not so surprisingly so, that the quality of a floor coating job is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. So obvious, right? You don't get as much dust, and it's much longer lasting. And that's why Iron Drive is the best in the industry. They have 12 in-stock color options, but limitless custom colors. I mean, if you can dream it up, they can make it up. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why? Because it's like 100% humidity in South Carolina every year, every day in the summer, and nothing else lasts. That's why. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your home. It's Iron Drive. They're the best. All right, to the phones. It's Ted and Ralph. Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
I'm great, Walt. Hey. I'm a football nut, but you don't need any help with that, so I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome in.
I'd like to address your mosquito problem.
Oh, well, thank you, Ted. I mean, that'd be a lifesaver because I'm getting sick of this. I get getting bitten in like twilight or early morning, but I don't get getting bitten in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay. I've got a solution. You might not, I don't know the layout of your property, but I'm an organic gardener.
How about that?
Bee balm, lemon balm, which you can buy lemon balm anywhere. You can buy it from the produce company or any of the local distributors, Lowe's, anybody that carries plants. The bee balm might be questionable. I have a ton of it. It grows freely. You plant it and it spreads. It puts a beautiful tube out. but insects do not like mints. Bee balm, lantana, all those things are in the mint family.
How about that? So,
and we have, I have laying hens. I usually keep 10 or 12. I can walk in my chicken coop at any time, and there is never a fly even in my chicken coop.
Really?
No. We don't have flies get on our kitchen door at night, and there's a pasture in our backyard. But I have lantanas across my deck. I have to change them out from time to time. They come back a lot. I have lantanas down at my equipment shed, and I have mint scattered at different points and lemon balm around my garden, and we can sit anywhere in the evening without a mosquito bite.
That's amazing, Ted. Okay. You know what, Ted, I'm also going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to take your number down. I may have to call you back at some point with other questions on this, but I'm going to.
You know, and Walt, I'm in Saluda.
All right.
I have access to all these things. I can pull it up and sprig it, and I can drop it off anytime you want it.
Well, Ted, that is unbelievably generous of you, and I may have to take you up on that because I've basically had enough of this stuff. I've got a new dog I adopted. I go out with a new dog, and we're both getting I've got to like walk the dog down to the straight sun because this is the middle of the day, you know. So,
yeah.
I've about had it with it. Just out of curiosity, Ted, do you do organic?
But, you know, you can put it in your if you have a leisure area where you like to sit and cook. You can do it. You can localize the stuff.
Okay. All right.
But it's once you plant it, it's pretty much maintenance free. You just might have to cut it back because it's aggressive.
All right.
Okay, Walt.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Get Ted's number there. You have that number? Yeah, get Ted's number because I may want to call him back on this stuff. That's awesome. I mean, if I could get rid of it, like I said, it seems to me like it didn't used to be such a problem, but again. You know, around whatever time, 7, 8 o'clock at night, maybe a little later than that, maybe 8, 8:30. You know, I used to see the bats come out, and they were everywhere, and they would just, you know, swoop down all evening long and dispense with all the mosquitoes. But they seem to be missing. I know I could probably put bat houses up or something. I haven't done that either. Ralph, how are you, Ralph? Good to have you.
I tell you, that's information that matters right there. You'd think with the horticulture department at Clemson, you know, somebody would know something, but it's some organic farmer in Saluda that resolved your situation.
Yes.
I wish I'd have heard when I lived in Alabama.
Yeah.
Because they'll eat you up. I've spent most of the 4 o'clock hour listening live to Arch Manning's presentation at SEC Media Days and a little bit of this guy's, you know, well, the family, he's just smooth as he can be. Let me ask you real quick, has he got 3 years of eligibility counting this year or just this year and next year?
Well, he's not going to be there for 3 years. He's going to be there for 1 year.
Oh, so it's just this year?
No, it's not, but he's going to the National Football League, so, you know, He's waiting.
He's one and done. This is going to be his year. Then he's going to the NFL.
I do. Yeah.
Without a degree. Well, I guess he'll be okay. You know. But yeah, it's a bad joke. But yeah, he's smooth. I can't forgive him for not going to Ole Miss. He might not have won a national championship, but he and Lane Kiffin. I mean, he's going to light it up anyway. But it would have been an altogether different kind of drama if he had been at Ole Miss. This time, given the family history,
you know, it is amazing. We sort of just let this slide by all the time without talking about it, but it truly is amazing. They're the first family of quarterbacking. I mean, Archie Manning,
right?
Peyton Manning,
right.
Eli Manning, and now Arch Manning. That's
right.
Insane when you think about it. And all four of them.
I've, like you, I guess I read the book, you know, and just this whole story that everybody knows by now. Archie's father committed suicide.
Yeah.
It was August between his sophomore and junior year. And his mother, this used to almost bring me to tears. His mother goes to his mother and he says, Mama, he said it was hard scrabble already. And now the dad has done what he's done. He said, I'm going to I decided to quit football, and I'm just going to come home and take care of you. She said, Archie, said, you can't do that. Said, you got to keep playing. Said, I live to see you play football. And if you were to quit football now, said, that'd be worse. That'd be the worst than anything else. And so, you know, the rest is history. But he was going to quit between his sophomore and junior year at Ole Miss. And then, you know, we all know the story. That game against, you know, the Mannings never beat Alabama. They never beat the Bear. None of them did. Archie or Peyton or Eli. None of them beat Alabama.
Peyton had a lot of trouble with Florida, too.
Well, yeah, that's I hope Texas has trouble with Florida this year. My boy Billy Napier, the Furman grad,
yep,
and my friend Donnie Littlejohn, who's now the head coach at Gaffney High. I was good friends of his parents. He was the offensive lineman for Napier at Furman and all SoCon. So, I want them both to do well. Donnie, his first year of head coach, and as well as Billy. You know, I don't know Billy. He don't know me other than my dad was from North Georgia and Billy went to Furman. But, I'm excited. You know, I always just kind of, there's a bad quote I can't say, Flannery O'Connor, about sin is a trick on whatever. But, you know, sometimes I'm cynical and think college football is a trick on white guys. But, I'm all in. It's going to be a fun season. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. I didn't get the – what was that last part? I didn't get that. Is it something you want to say again or what? What was it? I missed that.
I don't know.
All I heard is white guys.
I know.
Something on white guys.
I don't understand.
I didn't quite get it.
No.
But was it pick on white guys?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It's odd. Okay.
But you know, it really, when you think about the Manning family, I mean, it really is insane. It's insane that genetic pool could produce Archie Manning. And people don't remember Archie Manning. They don't know Archie Manning. Archie Manning was an incredible scrambler who was like a one-man gang, who was just an insane talent. I mean, he never played with anybody worth a darn for the most part. And that was true even at the pro level. If he had, his fame would have increased that much more. But Archie Manning was legendary. You know, people don't realize that, but he was Archie Manning was a legendary player. And then, you know, Peyton Manning, obviously his place is secure in NFL lore and NFL history as one of the top quarterbacks who ever played. And Eli Manning won two Super Bowls and beat Brady to do it. It's something that brother Peyton really couldn't do. And then Arch Manning, you know, I mean, he has a chance to be as good as or better than any of them. I mean, you know, he's a better athlete than anybody else, any of the football playing quarterbacks other than Archie Manning. And, you know, he's certainly a better athlete than Peyton or Eli. You know, and he has all that genetics. I mean, you know, the people who think like, well, you know, I don't know about him, he may just be a name, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I've said this from the time I watched this high school film. He's legitimate, and he's going to play well, I have no doubt. I mean, is he going to win the Heisman Trophy? I think probably not, because it's his first year as a starter. And so, you know, even though, you know, he has all the genetics and he's had all the tutoring and everything else you could possibly want, I still think it's unlikely he wins the Heisman Trophy. But, you know, look, this can all change in game one. If Texas goes on the road to Ohio State and upsets Ohio State, they're a three-point underdog. Right now, I'm of the inclination that Texas is going to upset Ohio State. If they upset Ohio State, then he's going to move right to the front of the line. He's already at the front of the line. So I guess he's just going to stay at the front of the line. And then the other game, you know, look, Whit Weeks, the LSU linebacker at SEC Media Day, said Garrett Nussmeier will win the Heisman Trophy. So, I mean, he didn't made no bones about it. He said Garrett Nussmeier is going to win the Heisman Trophy. Well, you know what? Garrett Nussmeier might win the Heisman Trophy if he comes here and wins. You know, and that's a tall ask. It's a tall ask to go on the road and beat a Clemson team that I think is playing for the national title. So, you know, and if he doesn't win that game, then he's not winning the Heisman Trophy. You know, I don't think. I mean, it's a long season, and a lot of things can happen. But if Cade Klubnik comes away winning that game, that's going to be advantage Cade Klubnik. It's going to be a hard hill to climb back for Nussmeier. So, you know, Whit Weeks' alleged words of wisdom could die on the vine in game one, because the winner of that game, I think, steps right to the front in terms of the Heisman Trophy. I keep hearing all this stuff. My man Dustin on Twitter is writing, well, you know, Cade's not going to win the Heisman Trophy because this, because Diablo won't do this, and because Diablo's going to want to play Christopher Vezina and all this stuff. I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that one little bit. I think the front runner for the Heisman Trophy, if you ask me today how this plays out, I think that as of today, I think Cade Klubnik is the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. And I think that Garrett Nussmeier is the front runner to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, which are two different and distinct conversations. That's how I would view it as of today. And why do I think Cade is the favorite? Well, for one, I think he's going to win that game. Whether he wins the game or not, I think Clemson still plays for a national title, just to be clear. But I've been under the working belief all along that Clemson's going to win a close game against LSU. And if so, that pushes Cade to the front of the line. Then from that point on, Cade doesn't need to throw for 5,000 yards. He needs to win. All right? And this team's going to do a lot of winning. If they beat LSU in game one, then they're going to do nothing but winning. Because that's one of the potential pitfalls. If you clear that hurdle, then you're downhill. And look, last year, we heard Garrett Riley say about the South Carolina and Pittsburgh games that they took their foot off the gas and that he wouldn't do that again. That there wouldn't be any more of that. So this notion that, you know, you're not going to see Cade in the second half of games or that kind of stuff, or they're not going to continue to play, I think it's wrong. I don't think that's what's going to happen at all. This year's schedule is tougher, too. So, I mean, if you're looking for blowouts and a lot of Vezina time, I don't know that that's what you're going to necessarily get, even on a team that I think is good enough to win the national championship. So, that's how I view it. I think Cade actually is the front runner in my mind. If I had to bet on one guy today, that's who I'm betting on. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
You know, I couldn't stop talking about it to my family and friends. My knees are my trouble spot. But for me to tell them now that I'm doing so much better, they were amazed, and I've been amazed.
QC Kinetic Cellular Therapies. Yes, it is amazing how these non-surgical treatments deliver joint pain relief for patients like Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor.
Each week, I just started noticing that I could sleep and not have pain. I could play pickleball. I could do a CrossFit exercise routine.
QC Kinetics revitalizes your joints so you can move again without the pain pills or invasive surgery.
You know, I'm 60 years old and I want to stay competitive as long as I can. And QC has allowed me to do that. They did me right and really made a difference in my life.
Book your free consultation with QC Kinetics today and experience the difference for yourself.
I like to go, 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 move, move, move.
QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait?